Hoppers will go on the power play with 6:48 left here.
And we certainly could use a power play goal. And they haven't been as rare this weekend as they have been all season long.
True. Two this morning and two back to Matuzak. Oh, pass for Moulton. Could not handle it. And now she tries to pass to the point, and that's intercepted and sent down the ice. Matuzak back to get the puck behind his own net. Topper's on the power play. 6.5 minutes left. Third period. Running out of time. Taus up 4-3. Hopper's regrouping at center ice, sending it in to Reese. Reese back to the point and out to center ice. Ireland with it now. Hopper's going to play dump and chase, and that's not going to work. Vandermoen
not
with
this line on the ice. And,
yeah.
And we're not big enough to play dump and chase.
And the puck's along the near board. Scrum there.
Moulton doing a good job.
Yeah, but Taus will hold it there all day if they can.
That's true enough.
A minute and 5 left on, and now it's sent to the far point. Ireland going to get there for the Toppers. Looking to block by traffic, now sent towards the slot. Reese battling for it. Back to the point for Ireland. Toppers send it behind the net, Moulton out. Now she's going to have the puck taken away, and Daneman sends it down the ice again. Topper's going to go to the bench for a change.
Good.
Carnes is on. Charles is on. And now they just fire on the pass. And Taus again sends it in the Topper zone down to 30 seconds on this penalty. And 5:15 left in the game. And now Topper's lose control at center ice. And here comes Taus back the other way. Into the Topper zone, killing more time. Now Dunwoody picks up the puck. Carries the center, but stolen away from him. And now Charles picks it up, leaves it for who knows who. And the Toppers send it into the Taus zone.
He didn't know who.
Dunwoody centering pass there. Shot. Oh, Max Mount didn't see it, but the puck was cleared to the far point. Now Topper sent it in front. Loose in the slot. Still loose. Dunwoody gets it over to Charles. And what Charles is doing there, but now they send it through his open point. And down the ice, and we get icing because the power play had expired.
Zia Realty Group, where customer service makes all the difference. Zia Realty Group not only sponsors Hilltopper Hockey, but all youth sports in Los Alamos, from T-ball to varsity. Zia Realty Group, proud sponsor of Hilltopper Hockey.
Face-off in the Taus zone after the icing. Reese on the draw. Topper's going to shot off. Nice save by Mount. Rico Zara on the shot. And Taus picks up the loose puck along the near boards. Tries to break out with it. It's loose. Here comes Zara again. Looking to center. Centering pass deflects off traffic and to the near boards. Throw back there. He's battling. Carries it towards the net. And shot saved by Mount. And he holds for the whistle.
Smith's Marketplace, low prices, market fresh. Smith's Marketplace, been a longtime sponsor of Hilltopper Sports.
Face-off in the Taus zone. Here comes the near boards, back to the point, Rutten, a shot blocked by traffic. Czar picks up the loose shot.
Wide.
And shoots wide. Had a little bit of net to look at there. Topper still battling, and Taus clears out to center ice. Rutten back. And he fires it into the Taus zone. Under 4 minutes now left in this third period. Look along the near boards. Reese bodied off. Weak shot on net. They bound on the rebound.
Oh.
And Taus clears it away. A little sloppy by Taus, but they did get away with it.
And ice
now
the
they
puck.
Ice the puck with 3.5 minutes left in the third period.
Sonic drive-in. What's your favorite Sonic sandwich there at the
I'm more into the malts and shakes.
Oh, are you? Okay. So we'll get a chocolate malt for Rick there at the Sonic Drive-In.
Sounds good.
On Trinity Drive.
Underway again, puck in the Taus zone. Carnes with it. Carnes drives the puck loose. He should score! Topper scored it! Tie the game!
The 3:19 left. In regulation, Topper's tie this up 4-4.
And Carnes or Schramm.
You know, we haven't led a game today.
Yeah, we've been tied a whole bunch. I don't know if that was Carnes or Schramm. But the Toppers have tied it up. One of the disadvantages of being up here in the booth is we do not get the scoring, but Toppers have tied it up 4-4, a little over 3 minutes left. Loose puck at center ice, and Ireland tips it towards the Taos zone. Scrum there, and now fed ahead to Carnes. Carnes carries it into the Taos zone in the near corner. Skating behind the Taos net.
Come on.
Still skating, trying to find something, tried to get to the point, cannot do it, and this is trouble. Matuszak blocks the pass, thankfully. Taos would have had a wide open breakaway. And Matuszak fires it around the far boards. Dunwoody.
Get it out.
Yeah, gets it to Schramm. And the Toppers send it into the Taos zone. We're at 2.5 minutes.
Schramm's coming off the ice.
He's been out there a while.
And we got a fight behind the back.
Dunwoody looking to center. Tries to center. Matuszak flails at it. And the puck comes to the near corner. Play in the Taos zone. Ireland pinching. I'm not sure he should do that with a tie score, but he does. Taos sends it down, and Matuszak in a race. Matuszak wins the race, thankfully, and clears out to center ice, sends it back up to center, and here comes Taos turning around.
Changing the defense.
Another poke check rather than a real check, but they got away with it. Sent ahead, roll back into the Taos zone. Centering pass goes all the way through to the far boards. Roback clears it to the point, and Taos comes back the other way. Big slap shot deflects off traffic by Lucero. Centering pass, save Fisher. They're going to get another shot off here. Almost Eskel.
That hit Charles, who has no stick.
Oh, Toppers could not catch a break there. Puck deflects off the linesman and sent back into the Topper zone by Taos. Scrum there. Topper centered around, 1:20 left in regulation. Roback with it. Pass to an open wing. Moulton's going to get there first. Sends it on net, and Toppers will change behind the play. 1:10 left. Schramm is on. Dunwoody's on. Schramm holding it in at the far point. Tries to skate through traffic. Gets it to Dunwoody. Scores! Jake Dunwoody puts the Toppers ahead with 59 seconds left.
Toppers lead it 5-4 with 59 seconds left. We shouldn't do too much celebrating, though, because Toppers Taos has got 1 minute to beat our defense. And this is the first time we've led a game today.
No, and it's a good time with less than 1 minute left, and Taos is going to call their timeout.
Not that there's supposed to be timeouts in championship hockey. On the, right here, rule number 5, sub A.
Whatever, but...
No, I remember. I read it this morning.
You definitely did. I brought them along just so we know what they were. Yeah. We'd be better off not knowing, I think.
I guess, because... So we got a 30-second timeout. I'd like to thank our sponsors who managed to send us here for the whole duration of this tournament.
We got a round of golf in, too.
Yeah, well, half a round. 9 holes only counts as half a round. Zia Credit Union, Los Alamos Fire Department, Nambe Drug, Zia Realty Group, Smith's Marketplace, Sonic Drive-In, and Presbyterian Española Hospital. Thank you for sponsoring Hilltopper Sports.
And hopefully we'll have another game tomorrow.
Well, in 59 seconds... We've just got to hang on for 59 seconds.
Yep, both teams huddled around their benches. And one thing I noticed in the middle of this game, Brett Lincoln, who is the coach of the Topper defenseman, is not here this weekend.
Oh, really?
And, boy, they have.
I wonder if he's listening.
I don't know, but they have missed him big time in the two games today. Lots of defensive breakdowns that we don't normally see.
I wonder where he is.
Well, it's...
He's on lobby. You never know.
Yeah, this working gig is tough.
You know, you have to, you know, darn that day job.
Yeah. Roback gets the puck to Reese. Reese skating around with it at center ice, and now he sends it into the
Taos. Oh, that's
going
to be icing.
But that was,
well, they didn't call it.
We don't get a whistle. Carnes trying to, and here comes Taos the other way. They kind of out to center, and now they send it down.
That should be icing.
No, they waved it off already. Ireland loses the puck. Taos in the Topper zone, 33 seconds left. Topper's battling, trying to keep the puck along the boards. Scrum along the boards. Still a scrum. Taos with the empty net now. And Topper's coming away with it and send it down the ice. And it was deflected. No icing call, and we're down to 15 seconds. House with the empty net, long breakout pass. Matuszak steals it.
Empty net.
And we get a whistle.
Oh,
offside.
Got a call offside. 8.4 seconds left in this game. And Thunder Dan calls the offside.
Oh, my goodness. 8 seconds left. Toppers with a faceoff at the Taos blue line with a 5-4 comeback lead. Now Gravel sends it. Now they send it down the ice, but that's not going to do it. Toppers come away with a 5-4 victory.